as producers prepare to harvest short wheat in thin stands, K-State's cropping specialists recently detailed their recommendations for adjusting combines and operator controls in a recent Agronomy E update. In short wheat, getting the heads into the combine with less straw will be a challenge, the authors wrote. In some cases, the reel may not be able to convey the wheat back from the cutting bar to the auger, nor hold it in place during cutting. Short cutting will also mean more contact potential with the ground and reduced level of surface residue, which will likely negatively impact moisture storage. To address these issues, the cropping specialist provided specific recommendations for the different types of headers used for harvesting. Stripper headers can help maximize the amount of standing residue left in the field while also capturing thin stands. Combine operators should pay close attention to stripper rotor height and the relative position of the hood to the rotor while also keeping ground speeds high above 4 miles an hour. When using an air reel, the operator needs to control cutting height, but this type of header will aid in conveying material from the cutter bar to the auger in real-time units when crops are light or thin. Draper headers also help convey material since they have very short distance between the cutting bar and the conveyance belt. Operators can also tip the cutting bar completely back to aid in keeping harvested materials moving across the cutting bar and into the belt, while also keeping some stubble standing. Flux heads also help operators deal with lower cutting heights and potential ground strikes, but on headers with finger reels and short-cut wheat may pass between fingers rather than being swept backwards. Producers can also make mechanical adjustments to the conventional headers to get the best movement of heads from the cutter bar to the auger and prevent wheat heads from being flipped out of the header from the top of the auger. Regardless of the type of header, producers should consider adjusting combines for a concave/rotor cage clearance, cylinder/rotor speed, and fan speed. These adjustments help reduce grain losses from leaving wheat in fields and threshing damage within the combine. Producers should also perform kill stops during harvest to make mid-harvest adjustments. Overall, harvesting short thin wheat is challenging, but producers can influence the amount of wheat successfully deposited into the bin. Perhaps equally as important during this prolonged drought, leaving the maximum amount of already short residue in the field can help reduce post-harvest water evaporation, aid in the retention of snow next winter, and improve next year's yields. Although this will be a rough harvest for many farmers, some challenges can be made to help harvest efficiencies, the specialist wrote. Producers in dry land production systems need to keep in mind that in very low-yielding wheat years, anything that can be done to preserve what little crop residue is present will have a large impact on evaporative losses and the productivity of the next crop. The e-update was authored by Lucas Haig, K-State Northwest Area Crops and Soil Specialist, A.J. Sharda, K-State Extension Biological and Agricultural Engineer, John Holman, K-State Cropping Systems Agronomist in Garden City, and Romulo Lulato, K-State Wheat and Forages Specialist. Read the full K-State Agronomy e-update from June 1st, 2023 at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.